Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. When a winner is defeated, they get up and go again. The fact that a temporary defeated winner gets up to find another day is, in fact, victory. Realize that if what you've been doing isn't working, it's time to do things differently. Believe that every promise of God is for you as much as it is for anybody else.
Amen.
Never get defensive over what didn't work. Instead, brainstorm on ideas that will work. We believe Dr. Ben Carson, who wrote this next quote, well, I think he wrote it, honey, with each of us in mind.
That's right.
Dr. Carson said, you have the ability to choose which way to go. You have to believe great things are going to happen in your life. Do everything you can. Prepare, pray, and achieve to make it happen. Interestingly enough, the average millionaire in the United States goes bankrupt at least 3.5 times. Do millionaires have a secret willpower, determination, stubbornness, natural grit, or discipline? Is there a secret millionaire code that's been handed down from generation to generation? Is there a code that helps people bounce back from failure and defeat to achieve lasting victory? Now, this may surprise you, but the answer is yes. There is such a code. People, great people, have given their lives so that you can have easy access to the greatest code ever written. It's called the Bible. The secret of the ages is simple. In fact, it's seven words. Read your Bible, do what it says. Here are seven ways to bounce back from defeat by embracing and activating seven principles from the ancient code book, best of all, God's holy word. Number one, view failure favorably.
That's right.
Failure is an event. It's not who you are. Failure is a learning experience. Failure is discovering what doesn't work. Failure is a stepping stone. Failure is losing a battle to win the war. Failure is not realizing how close you were to winning when you threw in the towel. John Wooden. I love that man. I really do. If you've never read his biography, you need to. John Wooden, a legendary college basketball coach, said, failure is not fatal, but failure to change might be. We've just shared seven characteristics of failure. As we learn from each one, we'll grow stronger and bounce back from defeat. Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. The Living Bible should encourage you when it says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. For we know that they're good for us. They help us learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time that we use it until finally our hope and our faith are strong and steady. Verse 5. Then, when that happens, we're able to hold our heads high no matter what happens and know that all is well. For we know how dearly God loves us and we feel this warm love everywhere within us, because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love.
Mm-mm. Number two, shake up your approach. Brian Tracy, the motivational speaker and author, once told of four men who became millionaires by the age of 35. According to Tracy, each of these millionaires were in an average of 17 businesses. Yes, before they found the niche that made them millionaires. If what you've tried or are trying is not working, with defeat lingering around the corner, perhaps it's time to shake things up. Ezra 10:4 in the New Living Translation says, "Get up, for it is your duty to tell us how to proceed in setting things straight. We are behind you, so be strong and take action." We cannot focus on things that happened yesterday, last week, 6 months ago, or 3 years ago. If we continue to do so, we'll always remain the victim. Instead, we must elevate our thinking to concentrate on the good things in our lives, the things that are going right. Albert Einstein once said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same level of thinking that created them."
That's a powerful quote.
It is.
Number three, people who bounce back never give in or give up. We must refuse to accept failure as final. Hallelujah. Regardless of how badly we may have messed up. When you and I, when we can accept failure as a learning experience, we can keep growing. Two scriptures come to mind. Proverbs 24:16. "For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again." Psalm 37:23-24. "If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." Hallelujah.
Four, clearly defined goals will help you bounce back and spring forward. In Matthew 6:21 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." When we invest our time, our treasure, in our goals, supernatural things will begin to happen. First, write down your goals. Second, create a timeline for the achievement of your goals. Third, monitor your progress. Fourth, visualize yourself enjoying the rewards and benefits of an accomplished goal. And fifth, inspect what you expect to prevent defects to make your plan perfect. And sixth, confess the achievement of your goal. Seventh, soon your passion for the accomplishment of your goal will ignite into reality that which you desire. And if you should fail to achieve your goal again, don't even take time out for a pity party. Analyze what went wrong and create a new plan to get to the success that you want.
Number five, reject rejection by praying for future victories. The old saying is, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Truthfully, our version of that saying is this: if at first you don't succeed, analyze what went wrong, change it, and start again. If you trip and fall flat on your face, jump up and praise God, because where you were is not your home or where you're going to end up. Never say, "I'm a failure." Instead, you might say, "What I tried before didn't work, but I'm an overcomer, and this time I will succeed." As you pursue your new goals toward success, we encourage you to make a list of the reasons why you think you were unsuccessful, and then pray the following prayer, or one close to it. Heavenly Father, I'm headed where your word says I can go, toward success, prosperity, and a good life. My journey has been hindered by a temporary defeat. I have listed what I believe to be the problems. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking for you to stir specific solutions in my spirit so previous defeats can be turned into future victories. Thank you, Lord, for your direction and the unction of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 16:3, New Living Translation. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed.
One of my favorites. Number six, Never let previous defeats or the enemy steal your joy. No matter the adversity or the intensity of your previous failure, do everything you can to keep your joy. In Psalm 30, verse 5, in the Amplified, Classic Amplified version, it says, "For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime, or in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning."
Hallelujah.
Amen. Joy does come in the morning. Joy follows weeping when he is at the core of our existence. When we are at peace with God, worshiping him for all that he does and is doing and will continue to do, we will stay on the right course.
Yes, we will. Number 7, visualize turning previous defeats into victories.
Hallelujah.
If you can believe you can turn failure into success, if you can see it happening, that alone will empower you to achieve the victory. The power of God allows us to ignite our imagination and visualize God's will and goals for our lives. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The scripture confirms that everything will exist in the invisible realm before it can appear in the visible realm. The thought of turning failure into success may seem invisible to you at the moment, but you got to know, many things that were invisible before are now being visualized and coming into existence every day. Every process, every product, every invention, every movie or entertainment vehicle, every book, every organization, everything that is added to the earth by mankind existed in the invisible realm of the imagination. It has to, or if before it can enter the visible, tangible realm. So, is your ability to bounce back from previous defeats? If so, it's time to make the reality of your success visible to you and everyone else. Because you got somebody giving you directions that's always right and never wrong. Mm. Follow the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Go to haroldhearing.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching, click on the button that says sow a seed and just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.